Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. I know I don't generally schedule any shows at any certain time, but I had to jump in and help my buddy Perry out because he lost his for some reason. Perry, whenever you're ready to call me in and we'll discuss what happened to you. That was pretty wild, man. I was actually into it. I had an overloaded system or something went wrong. But anyway, so I thought I'd kick this show off and see what's happening to everybody. I didn't have anything scheduled, so I don't have a topic. So we'll just sit here and bullshit and do whatever. But the gay rights election with the judges, and we make it a mind. Figure should be sure I heard some type of answer, but got nothing out of it. Let me see. All right. Fishing tomorrow. Perry's going fishing. Fool me, that's right. Yeah. It's going to be pretty good fishing weather here. Charlotte, we got the 64 degrees day here in southwest Missouri. Down by Branson. And they say the white bass are moving. So I might have a chance to get out there. Well, Perry, if you can hear me, I didn't know that. That didn't tell me nothing. Tell me I was on the air till now, so... I don't know if you can hear me, so, so I'm just kind of dead air in this. I don't see nobody in the studio, and I'm on my phone. I'm going to mute myself for a minute. All right, there I'm unmuted. All right, you're the first caller.
Yeah, wrong.
What's the rhyme that pays? What's going on, Perry, man? What happened, bro?
I don't know, man. Man, I've been doing this shit, man. Like I said, okay, I guess you know how it go. But anyway, that motherfucker had 106 minutes. You know, you got the minutes thing. You got 30 minutes. You got
right.
60 minutes. You got 90 minutes. 120 minutes.
Right.
That motherfucker had 180 minutes. I programmed 180 minutes. I guess it's all I was supposed to get was 106. Because, you know, we kept going early in the week. You know, we did a six-hour
right.
show the other night. Yeah, that's probably
right. Yeah, I remember that. So that's what jacked you. But it said waiting for host to call in. You know, after I lost you, I was on the computer. I wasn't on mine, so I got back to my show. Things programmed for your show. And it said waiting for host to call in. Your chat room was still live and going. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is crazy, man. And then, like I said,
yeah.
I hung up and everything. And I did like you told me. I shut it down and went back. My chat room was still up. How the hell chat room still up and you didn't shut down?
I don't know, but it said waiting for host to call in, man. That's what it was saying.
Yeah,
waiting
that's
for host
crazy,
to call
man.
In. That's what I'm saying.
Now, you just now popping
here?
On.
Am I?
Yeah.
I see EC's here.
Yeah.
Mike's Hood's here.
Put on me. Yeah, you just now popping on.
I'll be damned.
And another thing I was going to tell you, too, when I first popped it, now it said live 21 minutes. It was already running, man, before you popped on. When I said you're going to have a show, I looked for you. It was like you had about almost 10 minutes before you came in. About 5 minutes. But you was already on.
I don't know why, but I didn't see myself. I didn't see it posted.
You got but 20 minutes now, and you just been on 9 minutes. You say you ain't got but 20 minutes. I mean, four minutes.
It says I have 25 minutes left.
Mine said 20.
On air. Hard
right, but
who knows, man?
My computer timing. You know,
let me let this
time
caller in, Perry. Let me pull this caller in, hold on, man. Let me pull this caller in, hold on, brother.
Yeah, come on, call me. Pull me.
Right. Hey.
Yeah,
Michael Hood.
Yo, what's going
hey, Mike,
on? Yeah, this is Michael
happening?
Hood, man. What the hell happened to the show, Bear?
Man, I don't know. It just went off.
Because I had hit Perry with a message earlier, and he said my message just popped up with symbols.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of that, too. In a private chat, and then my partner East Coast, he sent me some private chat, man. I couldn't understand none of it, just symbols. And then one day, Eco did it again in the chat room. Y'all didn't see it, but it was nothing but symbols. Man, this shit's screwing up, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured I had 20 minutes to try to schedule a show real quick.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you looked at the tags or any of the bullshit. I just, you know, because I was whipping. I didn't have no topic. You know, I just want to, you know, get you back up and running again on this one and see what's going on.
Oh, man.
I hate when it dies and you don't know why, you know.
Well, but you still know what I'm talking about, and Mike might know it, too. Have you ever heard of a show going 106 minutes?
No, I ain't never heard of that.
Oh, either, man. It said I had 106 minutes.
Cause you said in the chat room that you might have went over your time. You think maybe you went over your time and shit?
I don't know. You know, we did a 6-hour show the other night.
Yeah, you did that part, too, yeah.
We did a 6-hour show. I did I did a 4-hour show, then I did one back-to-back. But it was in the AM schedule, not the PM schedule.
But I just went in this other chat room. The guy said all you got to do is go to the archives or something and delete it, and you can do it all day. That Triple X show, I went in there and asked him, his show went off. He said his show went off, and he did went back in the archives or something, and you could restart it.
I did that, too. I tried to change the time in the archives and then update it. It wouldn't let me do it. And then when I went back into the studio, it said no show scheduled for 24 hours.
I don't know. I mean, I've tried to schedule shows before on this one, and I'd go to put it in for like an hour later and tell me no, you'd have to go into another later hour. You know, this is only 30 minutes, so I mean, you can stay talking for longer, but, you know.
It's that new system they got. Got nothing wrong with it, too. It's that new system.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong
with it. It's screwing up a lot of people because I've had shows where people put in chat rooms that their shows got messed up. DGT be telling me all the time how it messes up his show.
Uh-huh. Well,
like I told you
computer
a long time ago, you better enjoy it while we got it. Cause it
right,
be
right.
Long.
No, I think, you know, it's going to get pretty ugly shortly, man.
It's going to get pretty ugly shortly.
It's closing in. It's closing in. You can see it. You know what I'm saying? You can see it.
Some people can't. Some can't.
Oh, I know. Majority can't. Even wake
that's
up
why I'm telling
happening.
That guy that was on the show talking all that shit, man. Man, these people don't give a damn. Load the lights on, food on the table and shit, the cops still running.
Right. They don't flip out when it comes to the last second. That's when shit hits. You know what I mean? That's why I'm glad I live in the woods, man. You know, that's why I'm glad I live in the woods, Perry. If you want to get out of Memphis, I'll let you know where I'm at, brother. You know?
I'm pretty much in the woods down here. I'm in the woods down here.
Don't be in town. When it comes down, don't be in town.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the woods down here. That's what I'm saying.
I told y'all to get away from the Madrid fault line, man. Y'all get away from that shit. Something's going to happen soon.
You're right about that. That's true.
I don't care. I'm right on top of it.
I can split
my property, and I'd be happy.
Ron, you're going to get fucked up, man, because you right. I'm on it, too, but you right in the middle of St. Louis, supposed to be gone when it hit.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Anybody suck me in, I'll be done. I don't care. Look at that mudslide that happened today, you know? You catch it underneath that big mudslide?
Yeah. Somebody in Seattle?
Washington. That's right, Washington. Right.
Yeah, because I saw a video of a train. A train was going by, and it was another landslide that hit the train and shit and collapsed the trains behind it, the little thing they were pulling.
You're talking about the cars.
Yeah, the freight car. Yeah, but Washington, that, man.
Man, some crazy shit going on, man. It's crazy shit.
And I mean, it happens. That's nature. Nature acts like that, you know what I mean? But, one, I wouldn't have built my house on that, knowing that was bad, you know what I mean, first off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, like this new matter of fault thing, yeah. It ain't showing enough evidence that would happen, you know.
But I had put in another point, too. I didn't get a chance to put in a point, but I was saying about that if a Korean War break out, the United States got they don't have it, though, but it's a volcano between North Korea and China. And if the United States nuked that volcano, boy, it'll fuck up everybody over there.
Oh, yeah. You don't think they done got that plan in set?
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
If they hit that, man, the Chinese gone, dog.
Oh, yeah.
They gone.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going
to go down there and get that little young motherfucker, man, smack him around, tell him leave this shit alone.
Because
you know the United States, man, going to try their best to take him out. Yeah, I think South Korea will probably skip it, but boy, if they hit that volcano, they're going to go all through China. And North Korea.
What's the allies for North Korea? Who are the allies for them?
Nobody but China. Don't nobody like them motherfucker, man.
Oh, just China?
Yeah, the Russians left them alone a long time ago.
Yeah.
You don't think they'll be happy if they attack America, if hit one of the U.S. bases in South Korea?
Oh, they'll be happy, but they ain't going to do a damn thing about it. They'll be happy. They just sit back
and watch the fight.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, we'll be in their backyard, but... Like I said, they, you know, I'm talking about them other nations around there because they want the United States to come over there, man, and take over that South China Sea so they can get that oil and natural gas that they found.
Uh-huh. Yo, what's
going
on, man? Everybody in Block Talk got knocked off. What's up?
Yeah,
no,
everybody got
I'm
knocked off.
I'm on to the rescue.
Yeah, I had to know,
through.
Man.
What's up? It's
hey,
just,
Perry, I'm sorry for calling your house
to
wake people
though,
up, man.
You can't get a free other 20 minutes, 30 minutes. What happened?
I just got knocked off all the way. I can't get nothing.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
it sent him out of the park.
Everybody should write a complaint. I just heard some girl that they just got their show back on, and they were saying, I don't know, Block Talk knocked us off. So everybody, there was only actually 10 shows that was live.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason. I think
yeah, it's down to three now. It's only down to three.
Yeah, it's even three. I ain't seen three.
Yeah.
Mine and two more,
late.
And then I went
it's
back
late.
And it was three.
It's late, though. It's late tonight.
No, they have
at
least
three. Oh, yeah.
He's deep. Blame Perry with his deepness. He's getting deep with, and Black
yeah,
Talk is getting scared.
Well, I know I got
the
fire off there
so.
For a minute. I fired off for a second and just straight up, you know, straighten out the religious guy and everything, right? Don't roll the religion out there. You know, I just straight up took over
that's
for
real.
A second, you know. Yeah, but I fired up on him because I know where he was going. I, you know, I've heard it so many times.
Oh,
but,
the dude that was talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white guy, Nia.
Oh,
yeah, the white dude.
I mean, he has
yeah.
some good points, but I know what you said, Ron Rick, is 100%. You know, you already know.
Right.
You did your research,
right.
brother.
So,
you know,
I do it all the time.
Both
and never
of them
stopped.
Was tripping, man. Go ask the other guy. I said, "Well, you worked in Barack campaigns. What were you then?"
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
right.
yeah. Mike, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
No, but he did have points too. He did make some sense. Like
he did.
I guess everybody has, you know, it has their point in it to a certain extent. It's just, I guess, you know, getting all the facts right. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
to a certain extent, I mean, everybody does have a point in what they were saying, but. It all boils down to what you said, man. It's corporation. It is.
Right.
It's a business.
There's
no way around
that, man. It's so many entities.
You know,
it's such a the whole point of it's all greed, man. I mean,
right,
when you've got to
right.
take the people of a country and use them for collateral for your own agenda is bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, how much
yeah.
more do you need to know? You know
it's
what I mean?
It's a crooked ass world, man. Crooked ass world.
Yeah, it is. But the part about it is people don't know it. They just don't
right.
know.
They
and
don't
you see a lot of guys
know,
on
man.
YouTube and shit, you know, and lots of, you know. But I've never, ever. I've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, what, 3-4 years now?
Mm.
And never, ever heard anybody talk about, you know, the birth certificate. You know? And that's where it all starts for us, the people. You know? But they change us from being people to a corporate fiction.
Oh, GGT popped in too. GGT 183 popped in too. You got about six people in there.
Yeah, six. That's cool.
And about 3 minutes, huh? You can't.
In.
So they don't let you reschedule when you have a free one just right after, or no? How that works?
I don't think so, huh?
Can't you get an extra 30 minutes though?
I don't know. I think last time we were on your show. We still talk right after the show goes off the air. I won't be on the internet.
15 minutes they
Chat
give
room.
You, right?
Yeah. You get a little
minutes.
Extra 30 minutes.
No, I get 30. I get 30.
Yeah,
minutes,
okay.
yeah the extra.
Man,
I mean,
you
extra
you folks gonna make your ad buy a show, man. You gonna end up buying a show, man.
I know.
You have your own show.
Yeah. I know. Well, Antoinette has been jumping on me a little bit about getting my own fired up too. I said, well, you know, I'm thinking about it. But I'm at the schedule. Why not walk
my
parents' show? You
my
know
folks
mean?
Go to your folks. Go to your show. You know, after mine
right.
go with. That way we can do 6 hours in a row.
right, exactly, right.
Yeah,
that's
I
deep
do
right there.
Three, you do three.
Absolutely, that'd be cool. I'm cool with that. I was thinking about scheduling before 8 o'clock, maybe, you know, or 7 up and up.
Well, you probably get a newer crowd because, like I said, man, Mike and I we used to come on at 9
right.
p.m. for the longest, man.
Uh-huh.
And then we switched. No, we used to come on at 8. Then we switched to 9 in the summertime. And then I ended up doing 10 and stayed at 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works out, man. You know, I just don't want to walk on your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well, we
just hook them up together, man, networking. You
either
know,
way.
I can send my folks go to you just like tonight. My folks came over there. You know, and then
right,
I can
right.
say, you know, you can do it like that. Then that way you can have your show boosted up.
I figured everybody's in deep in this conversation. Let's keep it going, you know, and figure, you know, Perry can't come back online. If I got to, I'll do it, you know.
I'm going to call tomorrow and see how much time I got. See if I can schedule
right.
a 3 hours. If I can't, then hey.
I tell you what, man. I got a few more cases I'm working on this week, you know what I mean? Next 2 days. Well, today I've done one, and tomorrow I got some bullshit. But probably through the weekend, I'll set my everything up, my audio and all that stuff, and I'll work on putting it together, and next week just go full-time. You know, I'll go
Yeah, you're all right. Y'all sound good. I can hear you real good. You don't need shit, but the gonna let them hook you up, man, and get you a premium.
What
right.
you doing? You using a condenser mic, or are you talking through your phone?
I'm talking through my phone. It won't let me use my headset.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm on Perry's show. I'm on my headset. Now I don't know how I sound, so I couldn't tell you.
You sound the same way you sound now.
Do I? Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah, you
right.
sound
I mean,
the
I got the equipment.
Now.
I could hook up a full studio if I wanted to go that route. You know what I mean? But I'm
you
not going to bring that much equipment.
Ain't gonna
be
no damn good unless you go through Skype.
Yeah, I mean, I got some serious equipment, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I
like I said, you know,
like
you go through Skype with it. But
you got a digital
right.
board?
Uh-huh.
So you got a digital board or analog, Ron?
I got about 9 boards, man.
Oh, damn.
You know, so, yeah, I do this for a living.
No, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I can do all kinds of crazy shit if I want to. But, man, I'd have to tear a room into my house and put it together in here. You know, I got one outside,
you know,
studio. No, I can. I could put it all in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a studio outside, too. Actually, 2 of them out there. You know, so. But I don't like to interrupt anything in there with anything else. You know what I mean? I don't like
yeah.
to.
So you
online.
Can have two sessions going on at one time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
damn, what kind of power are you pulling? All off your regular house current?
Do what?
All off your regular house current. You pulling all that off your regular house current?
Well, I'm pulling off a wind turbine. I'm not connected to the grid, Perry.
Are you serious?
That's smart. Yeah, you had mentioned that yesterday, right?
Damn
right.
That
and wind turbine.
That's smart, brother.
Absolutely. I fuck them.
You're not caught up in a system. They shut your shit off.
That's not it.
That's
no. That's not it. They
can't shut your shit off.
That ain't why I did it. Ain't why I do it. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been doing this.
Cost efficient?
Well, no. Actually, to piss off the power company.
Oh, okay. Even better.
It worked.
That sound like
it worked real good.
Man. Well,
No. Don't. Oh, Perry. Why, man? But she stabbed me in the heart like that, man. No, I ain't prepping to
right.
fucking tear the neighbors. Fuck that. No.
Con that ain't
no,
getting
just,
none of my bread.
It just ain't nothing. The whole point was I was in this way before this shit ever came down.
Okay.
People started
okay.
doing this prepping shit. I've been doing electric for over 28 years, man. You know?
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right. Sure have.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. That's
right.
not, you know.
A damn good habit to have.
That's not new to
well,
you.
Well, it was an accident. It actually was an accident, man.
Man, I wish I had learned about that shit a long time ago. My dumb ass was in the
army. It ain't that hard. Perry, I can send you some shit. I could, if you got the property and enough airflow there,
you can do it.
2.9 mph wind, I can light your house up, man. I guarantee it.
So you do private contracting for that, or what?
I bet my yard big enough for that motherfucker, man. I bet my backyard big enough for it. I got a nice side backyard.
Yeah, I'm an electrical engineer, man.
Do the trees fuck with it?
It depends how high the trees are, what kind of trees they are, how tall they are. Yeah, they will fuck it up a little bit. But 2.9 miles wind at 30 feet on a standard tower is perfect.
What do you think about water? The water, what is it? They got the water,
hydroelectric.
They did that in New York City. Yeah, they try to put it in New York. They did it in East River.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. Hydropower's great. It's better than coal burner.
Yeah, because we got strong currents coming in from the New York Harbor, you know, coming from the ocean and you know, all angles.
Mm-hmm.
Hydro
generators, I like hydro generators better.
Right.
I like to see people when they have them on their property. If you like think of like property I have here, you know, I'm waiting for my neighbor to die and I'm going to buy his property off him. He's got a creek running through it. But it's fed off a spring. It's fed off a spring, so it's continuous 24 hours a day. It never stops pouring water. You know what I'm saying? So that's the trick. But once I get a hold of that, because I've been trying to buy it from him, he's going to come off it, man. You know, but he's getting pretty old. I hope you don't outlive me, but, you know, it's just, yeah, man, it all started with me getting pissed off at a power company when I got a job there. And they laid me off after 2 years, and the unions told me to go fuck myself, and I got pissed off.
I told them unions ain't no motherfucking good. I told them unions.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're fucking worthless. And, you know, I've been doing law for 20 years.
Pimp.
I've been researching law. I started researching law at the same time and, you know, went to school and did my shit.
When you started getting
into
the law and you started learning about this?
I started getting into law when I was 17 years old.
Okay. So it was disingenuous to you either.
Well, you didn't want to go to college and get pass the bar and all that shit?
No. I didn't. No. Because I was too busy learning about, you know, mathematics, and that was more my thing. But when I got into doing math, I started research a lot, you know?
Mm.
And then so I started waking up at that point in my life, you know what I'm saying? Because one, I'm a musician. That's not good ever. But,
yeah,
you know,
Funny Daddy in here now. Blunt Squad Radio.
I'm here. I'm
y'all
here.
Better call
That's
in,
me.
Man, so y'all can talk for the next 30
That's
minutes.
Me.
Yeah, call in.
I'm in there.
But anyway, man, I got a traffic ticket one time, and the cop was an asshole. And some buddies of mine were taking law classes, and we came up with this concocted shit to me to go to court.
Right.
Over this ticket, which is only a $50 ticket. No big deal. Could have since then, fuck it, it's over, you know? And that's where that sparked that interest was in law. When I won the case, and I was speeding, I was actually guilty of the charge, but I won it. When I called the witness, and they couldn't produce it. And that was an actual radar gun. I called the radar gun.
As a person. That's a good one. And it worked, though.
But it's my constitutional rights. See, that was the whole thing. I claimed common law. You know, they told me, and we went through this shit, man. We started research hot and heavy right then and from ever. Still doing it. So I still hang out with the same people every once in a while. You know, we talk the same shit.
Right.
We found out about the birth certificate. I knew about the birth certificate, oh, man, I'd say about 15 years ago. You know, I actually took a look at my birth certificate one day, just looking at it for the shit, you know, shits and grins. And I seen that on American banknote company stamp on that motherfucker. I called them. I found them. I called them. You know what I'm saying? What do you make? Oh, we make stock bonds and stamps. And okay, you all make birth certificates? Oh, no. I said, well, is a birth certificate a stock bond? Well, I really can't say that, sir.
Mm.
You know, and that, so she, right
so
there,
you
she
opened up Pandora's
right
box there.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, I did. And then that became a whole different strategy now in life. Changed my whole life. I mean, wow. Totally different animal. It was crazy, man. To find out, and then you start finding out as you go along, you find out about all this corrupt bullshit. You know what I mean? It's fucking ugly, man. It's an ugly, ugly system we live in. We just don't know it. It's being held over our eyes. You know what I mean?
Doing that shit again, man. Look at your chat room. My chat room got this crazy shit in it, man. All these little crazy O's and pyramids and big fat ass.
I don't see that. Maybe, you know what? Who knows if somebody hacked? You know, you heard about the big hacking they did that it might have been
about
right?
That.
Yeah, man. That could have been.
Chat room, Perry.
Huh?
I don't see nothing in my chat room.
Mm. You don't?
I don't see you. I see Funny Daddy Perry, your fonts are installed.
Yeah,
I don't see
I'm
that.
Typing.
I see wording. I see words.
Yeah, okay, I'm typing yes. You see yes?
Yeah, I see yes.
Yep. I'm going to try to get BTR to
Damn, whoever this is, man, this shit is all crazy.
I don't see nothing else, though.
You said I don't have the right front.
That's
what
mine
front?
Right there. I had put that in there. Mine's messed up, too?
Nah, you good. Yeah, you good. Alice and Bailey, right?
Yeah.
See, now my ass is big. My front's real good.
I don't know,
man.
I knew
this shit was going to get hacked out, man. Don't have to tell anybody. You better go on and enjoy Blog Talk Radio. That's why I try to have a good time every time I have a show, because I know this shit ain't going to last long, man.
Yeah, I hope we don't lose it, but, man.
Man, all this shit going down, man. I'm going to take that advice that brother gave me the other night, man. He said download as much shit as you can off the internet, because this shit ain't going to last long. He said, man, download as many movies you can fucking buy your stack of damn TVs, man. DVDs and download your ass up. This shit's going to go out, man.
Yeah, this shit's going to go out, man.
That's what I'm telling my wife, man. I got that little DVD box, that little black box, you know, you put on your TV so you can plug an antenna into it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I said, we're going to keep it. I'm going to go buy me two more of them motherfuckers, man. Put them on every TV I got.
Yeah.
All this shit finna crash, man.
Oh, yeah, but I got extra hard drive.
Damn, that look even more crazy, man. This shit getting crazy on my end.
I just put that in there.
I can't even read that shit, man.
You know what
I read.
I can't
read
a damn thing.
Ron, can you read it?
Yeah. Known as Alice A. Bailey or AAB to her followers, was a writer, and blah, blah, you know, but yeah, I read it fine.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Well, I'm going to let y'all go. Hold on, man. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I know if he cut off. He got 3 minutes.
Yeah. You want to keep on with this chat next 30 minutes, you need to call in now. Well, the lines are waiting.
Yeah, they're ready to take over now.
I see it coming. All right, we got another caller. Here we go. What's happening? I guess they're going to listen. You can talk if you want to. Okay. I guess they don't want to talk.
Yeah, Block Talk is messed up, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a couple other shows I've checked out. You know, go bleep you real quick. You call it 234-3959. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I lost that caller, so.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
Yeah, welcome to Blog Talk Temporary Radio.
What was that called for the internet censorship? Was it called SOPI or something?
SOPA. SOPA, yeah. Yeah, then they had another one they popped in there, too. It's just a matter of time. It's coming, you know. These things will come down to a slow run, you know what I mean? Probably take things apart by increments.
You have to be paying for to subscribe to get on websites, too.
Yeah, we got 90 seconds to call in. Anybody wants to call and get into this? I just want to listen either way. The UK voice told me so. Where is this based out of? I never checked that out. Where this company's based out of?
Give everybody some credit back.
Yeah, right. 60 seconds left.
What about people who got real sponsors?
Another caller. I don't know how that works. I never looked into that. Go ahead, 661. You're on the air for the next 60 seconds. All right, hang tight and listen as we go along. I don't know.
Jay said he has no audio.
What's that?
Jay said he has no audio.
He should. He should have got in. One time. everybody's lit up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, man, this is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. I don't have no volume on the computer.
Hang on a second.
I can hear you on the phone good.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, but not on the phone.
Well, the computer's gone. It's done. It's shut down. It's just it's on record now.
Oh, okay.
It says record left 1 hour 59 minutes.
If you
which I know is one I think hour, it's 59 minutes. That's what it's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you live in your little studio. Okay. Shit, we can talk to this motherfucker. Shut down.
Yeah.
Red these list. People are enemies of the New World Order.
I'm surprised Joe's stacking ass ain't track you down.
you got on him yesterday. Damn.
Man, I roasted that motherfucker. He talks too stupid to be so-called intelligent.
Sometimes
he's a fucking troll. Man, he reminds me of One Angry Jew. I remember one time, man, One Angry Jew, man. That motherfucker used to talk with so much sense, man, he amazed you, man. Then all of a sudden, it's like that's something he smoked a bad rock or something. What would you call a hot rock in the hood?
Well,
you know what a hot rock is.
Smoked
a hot rock and lost his motherfucking mind.
You used a cutting torch to light that motherfucker, yeah. Yeah. Take a little gas with it, you know what I'm saying? Oxygen and, you know.
Yeah.
Saline gas, yeah, there you go. Take a hit of that.
I remember back in the day, this basketball player going to play for the Celtics named Len Bias. He was celebrating, man, because he had made the Boston Celtics, man. He went to the hotel room with potters, man. Somebody slipped his ass a hot rock.
Oh, shit.
Man, that motherfucking, what they call that agency, cried all night long when he heard that shit, man. And then you signed this boy all these $1 million contracts. This motherfucker killed himself because he wanted to smoke a rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That agent cried his ass off. That check got cut off.
Oh, yeah.
He had just got drafted that night.
Done went in debt like a motherfucker done maxed out the credit cards. I'm going to cover this tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Bam. Over.
Yeah, man, Bob died right before he could get the damn check.
Yep, there goes
man,
my mansion,
agent
my
cried
Ferrari.
Like a motherfucker, man. Lost all that money because this motherfucker wanted to get high.
Yeah. I bet that motherfucker is dead. Damn.
Man, yeah, I'd be bent too, man. This motherfucker would sit up there and kill this damn self.
Yeah, or stupid shit. You know?
Yeah.
Waste of money. It's a waste of money. I've seen motherfuckers so ate up with it, man. You know? I'm like, man, you ain't got
man,
no
furniture in the house no more. Man, I ain't get a chance. I ain't get a chance to tell you. But you know that case up there in, what's that, Brunswick, Georgia? The 17-year-old shooter?
Yeah.
Oh, I seen they arrested three people, the sister, the mom, the cousin or something.
Yeah,
they
yeah, but them ugly bitches, man. Two of
honestly, they look like they not, you know, they not all up in there, brother.
Yeah.
You were getting, one of them, the one that's still in jail, look like a damn crackhead, man. That whole look bad, motherfucker. And that boy retarded, you know that, don't you?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that boy crackhead, baby, man. That boy fucked up. That
wow.
Son, the 17-year-old, he's crackhead, baby, man. They said that boy been kicked out of that motherfucking school they went to, man. He was in a near reform school when he came to stay with him.
Well, I've seen where that the mother stated, I wonder how fast I collect my check from the insurance on the baby.
That she
you know,
bipolar,
that,
man. She bipolar.
When that crazy bitch said that right off the bat, I'm thinking this was a setup. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute now. I thought about that too that way, but I got to thinking. I said, now, when one of your loved ones die, I don't know how your financials is, but when one of your loved ones die, man, you need that money to pay for a funeral, man.
Well, I understand. I understand that. I have no doubt about it. Of course, I look at funerals a different way than you all do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because, see, like I say, y'all, like, you know, I'm saying y'all, but, you know, white people, they don't. Do like black people, we stay out of the ground for about a week. You die, your ass gonna get buried next Saturday. You know,
well,
I've seen white people die and they get buried 2 days later.
No, no, you misunderstand me. I don't care how they actually do it, Perry. You know what I'm saying? I own a backhoe, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hell, you get buried the same day then.
Yeah, I can do it the same day.
Okay, so a black man, set a black man down on Monday, right? Or a black woman down on Monday. They ain't gonna have no funeral Saturday.
Here's the deal, though, bro. I own the backhoe. I don't own nobody nothing for it. You know what I'm saying? I own the property. You know what I'm saying? You can plant. You can have your family plant you. You ain't got to go to the funeral home. Your family can do it herself legally. Ain't that some crazy shit?
Well, when you gonna do it at though? On your property?
Well, you can. You own a property, of course you can.
I'm not buried. Nobody I know in my motherfucking backyard. And then fuck around, get full of it, man. Be looking in the back window, man. And next thing you know, something walking toward my motherfucking door that I was buried.
Oh, that's shit. All bullshit. That's superstitious bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't believe that bullshit.
But it doesn't say burial laws differ by state.
Yeah, it is.
But it doesn't.
But in Missouri, you can do that here in Missouri.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with Chad tonight, man.
Hey.
Man, that motherfucker got on the phone and then said shit.
I got to
take Chad out, man. I don't know about him.
I called you, man.
He ain't said shit.
You got nothing to say.
No, he was tripping, man. He was putting in the chat room online. So when I went back to him, that's that motherfucker sound like he was on the hamburger and shit.
This
motherfucker did a Popeye. This motherfucker did a Popeye show like that one day, man. I laughed so hard. They was at McDonald's or Burger King something. They were talking about, can I get some fries with that shit? What about Coke? And I was laughing my ass off, motherfucker, on the radio, too. It was on radio. Man, I was laughing my ass off. So I went to the, you can hear the lady on the little speaker speaking and shit, right? Well, I went to the chicken sandwich then. I was
laughing. Yeah, that's funny, dude. I'm on the road at night. One time, I'm going to call you, Perry, while I'm on the road. I'll call your show.
That tickle shit out of me.
Too much.
Yeah.
So, are you all ready for this economic collapse? What do y'all think about it? You ready for it?
No, man. Hell no, I ain't ready.
You ain't ready for it?
No,
you got a fishing pole, don't you?
No, I seen some shit, man. So crazy, man. They were talking about a nuclear war. They were saying either motherfuckers in the bunkers ain't gonna even survive, man. Because if you better not never come out that motherfucker. If you come out of it,
radiation,
you got a man up on a ton of debris. If you come out that motherfucker, you still going to die.
You breathe up that air.
And you're underground, you got to breathe air. You got a vent that's going up to the surface.
Yeah, it takes years for that to go. Look at Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That shit gone, man. Right. Don't nobody live there.
And it's still toxic. And who knows how long Japan is going to have that.
They came through it. Hiroshima and Nagasaki came through it, man. They rebuilt that motherfucker. That was a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the recent meltdown from that
you're talking about that. That was another place, though. That was another location.
Right, right.
And then they had one man in the city. It probably had more, but they had one man, and he was begging the motherfucker not to put it on the ocean. He said, look, if you put it anywhere, don't put it by the ocean. They were saying, well, we need the ocean to cool the rods, and there'll be an unlimited water source for us. He said, no, don't put it by the fucking ocean. Then they got fish with three eyes and shit popping up. And sea life, man, mutated and shit. And that shit floated all the way to the West Coast.
Yeah, to California, Seattle.
Man, did you hear about that fish, Perry, down in the Kaskaskia River in Illinois? In the Mississippi River and shit. Fuck, that carp, no, it's a carp of some kind. They say it's from like China or some shit or somewhere. Anyway, they wind up getting those water jackets in them ships, you know what I mean?
Not the big fish.
Yeah.
But anyway, these motherfuckers will fly out of the water and hit you. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the plan. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think the motherfuckers
really
eat
bad.
Them things, man. Eat the shit out of them.
Really?
Yeah, carp ain't no bad. It's like a buffalo fish, but it's sweet.
Right.
I can eat the ribs on it, but the rest of that shit I throw away.
That's what I'm saying, man. You don't need a fishing pole. You need a catcher's mitt, you know?
Yeah, them motherfuckers will break your nose, too. Them somebody's weighing upwards of 10
they
pounds flying
people
through the wall.
They
leap. When they leap, they fins flap them through the air.
Yeah, but they fall off boat, run down the river, man. You know what I'm saying?
Them Chinese, yeah. Somebody brought them motherfuckers over here and throw them in the water. And they vicious, too, man. Them some eating motherfuckers. You know,
they came on ships,
in the lake.
They said they came from ships from overseas, from China, coming over here. They got, because them hulls and them boats get that water in them. They suck water into them.
Uh-huh.
They suck them fish right into them holding units, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, it helps balance the ship. But, yeah, man, then they release it when they get to the dock. When they come here, they release all that water out of them. You know what I'm saying? And all the fish come out
yeah.
of it. That's where they came from. That's what they say. You know, so, I don't know. They're pretty wild.
I believe that shit, too, man. Because if a boat sitting around too long, shit start attaching to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you crank that motherfucker up, that shit still hanging on it. Yeah.
Right.
It's some weird shit going on these days, though.
They said them They said them things can populate real fast. You know, they got
a lot.
Oh,
they some fuckers.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers have a bunch of babies at a time, man. Be shitting out babies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they can live in any environment.
And then see people fucking when they want to put predators in their lake, man, to eat up something they don't want there.
Right.
But I wish they could find something they could, well, I ain't going to say that. I thought I said I wish they could find something to eat a fucking turtle, but if that motherfucker bad enough to eat a turtle up, that's a bad motherfucker.
You don't want to
fuck with him.
We talked about food, wasn't we? We were on topic of talking about food, the bullshit and food. Or was that another show? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a friend of mine's place, man. He raises turkeys in Arkansas, all right?
Yeah.
He raised for Butterball Swift. And anyway, man, I'm walking by this big turkey house, man. I seen this dog walking by the tree line, you know what I mean? Off his property. I said, look at that black dog over there. He goes, man, that ain't no dog. I said, what? He goes, that ain't a dog. I said, bullshit's a dog. He goes, that's a skunk. I said, no way. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, you know why that somebody's that big? I said, no. The first time I've ever seen one like that in my life, I've seen hundreds of them. You know, these skunks, I've seen them everywhere. I live in the woods, man. We see this shit.
Mm.
Anyway, he goes, no, man. He goes, the skunks are a big problem on these birdhouses like this. And I said, why? He goes, because of the feed. Because when that feed feed, you know what I'm saying? And it spills off the truck and shit like that, they'll eat that shit. The skunks do. That shit's got growth hormone enhancement in it. You know what I'm saying? That's why they grow up like that.
Growing fucking monsters.
Damn, they're like the size of a dog. Like
hey, what
a,
the
a,
hell
a
you doing,
pound.
Jay?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my damn chat room full
I'm
of crazy
brother.
Shit.
I'm on mute.
I'm coming in the chat room.
Nothing. Hold on. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. I can't see.
Man, this shit looks so crazy. It's crazy. Okay. I don't know who's doing this shit.
Hold on.
I don't see shit.
Oh, no. I see some words. But they printed it ain't coming on my side.
I ain't got nothing. I think my shit been hacked, man.
Y'all can't see what I'm writing? Yeah, I see what you're writing. That's what I see some words.
Type me something, Ron.
All right, hold on.
Maybe Blog Talk been hacked. How about that?
Everybody after him, I talked to the guy that run that motherfucker. He said, man, they have more problems than look than people fucking will, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I see that. What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
You need to install more fronts on your computer.
See, if you put deep stuff in the chat room, they block it. But if you put, like, what Ron just put, what the fuck, they don't care about that. But if you put deep shit in it, some people can't see it.
Yeah, real retarded shit to block
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because East Cobra put some deep shit in there, man. I couldn't see it.
I only see four people in the chat room, though.
Yeah.
I had a chopper flying over my house today, a black helicopter. Flying in the neighborhood, come around. I went outside and hold my hands up at the helicopter. Then he going to fly off after he saw me. Because he came around a couple times right above my house. I mean, I'm in the hood. What's up, man? What you want? Waving my hands at him. Then he going to go haul ass and then he stopped.
Man, we be having sea knights flying on my house. Them big-ass sea knights, man. Them motherfuckers make your windows rattle. They are the Navy helicopters. And, you know, the military, the Air Force moved into Memphis, man. They got a big-ass thing down at the International Airport. Man, we got these big-ass, man. We done had some C-5s here. We got the 130s and not a real gunship. We got that. I forgot the name of the other one, but we got some big ones here now, man. Them zombies is big too, man. They great. You know, them big ass jets, the big gray ass jets with no windows on them and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them motherfuckers. I think I counted 12 of them out here.
I've seen AH-49s out here flying around in the woods. This is Mark Twain National Forest where I live at. You know, it's real heavily wooded.
I've never seen this much. I've seen some fast moves, man. I've